Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Welcome, everyone. I'm Maria Finch. I'm an intuitive strategy guide, and I am thrilled to be here today with Reverend Gabriel Castillo. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thank you.
So glad to have you. Yeah. So to start out with, tell us a bit about you.
Yeah. A little bit about me is I'm a initiated curandero. I am a nomad, a business owner, author, just, I'm a fun guy.
I can totally sense that. And you have a wonderful smile. So for anyone who's not watching this on video, watch the video. So, offline, the two of us decided that today we're going to focus on healing from loss. And so to start out with, tell us something about how you approach healing from loss, and, you know, bring in your personal experience if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to offer my experience from firsthand dealing with a very close loss. You know, loss can be very impactful, and
yes,
it is inevitable, right?
Right.
The change is always here and it's happening, and it's just getting with that. In your own way. But when it comes to loss, it really comes down to allowing, for myself, it was really allowing myself to feel my feelings.
Yes. And for somebody listening who might be experiencing loss now, I think that sometimes one can feel afraid to feel feelings, or can even be blocked in feeling feelings. What is a way to start to tune into that and to get to one's feelings so that they can actually surface?
That's, you need to give yourself time. You need to put yourself first. You need to put yourself first.
And so if your mind is saying to you, I mean, I think that with loss, mind cluck can be very loud, because you can have regrets. You can think that you're supposed to act in a certain way. You can be second guessing yourself. Do you have any suggestions, or what has been your experience about quieting the mind at a time of loss?
Yeah, that's it's been something that has come with the territory. Maybe it's how I deal with loss when it happens, but it somehow makes me numb.
I think that's true for a lot of people, yeah.
And instead of hiding that numb or pushing stuff on top of it, I know that that numbing is really me processing. So I know I must do my job of giving myself the time to move through that numbness, and not to distract myself, to feel with it, because that's how I can really process what has happened and turn it into something that will be truly beneficial moving forward, if that makes sense. We can create harness energy from our memories if we know how to turn them into our superpower.
Okay. So for somebody who is listening to this and thinking, wow, I do feel numb, what is I understand the concept of time and just being okay with it, but how do you facilitate that? Because I think it can be so hard. Like, what would you suggest, or how, you know, do you have a suggestion about that?
I can only speak from my own experience, and for me, I needed to find ways to step outside of myself when I went through the deepest moments of loss, they impacted me deeply, where I started to have deep, deep, complex thoughts about, am I living the life that I should be living?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Am I authentically living my life, or am I living someone else's idea of the life that I should live? All of this was really deep thoughts that I didn't push away. I decided to sit with. And that's what I. So I found ways to step outside of myself, and that was through following intuition. Every path is going to be different. So in these moments, the importance is to give yourself the solitude, the time, so you can get in tune with your intuition. Because sometimes when we're feeling the deepest hurt from loss is because we feel as if that person is never there and they won't be there anymore. Mm-hmm. Not the idea of what we see, not their vessel, but with our awareness in tune and giving ourselves the silence and the time, we resonate with the wholeness of everything. Yes. And we understand that they're with us now even more than ever.
That's beautiful. I have had a similar experience where I say, so a person, an animal, is a physical manifestation of energy. Mm-hmm. And when we lose a person, an animal, somebody dear to us, their energy has just shifted from the physical manifestation to the energetic manifestation. And mm-hmm. we have access to the energetic manifestation whenever we want. Mm-hmm. So is that similar to how you look at this?
Absolutely. I look at it the same way. That's funny that you say that, because say, for example, during the passing of my friend, mm-hmm. I always felt that he was there with me. So it was the power to create and to live that authentic life, because I knew he was living through the vessel.
Yeah.
And it was a powerful experience. And the journey of learning more about who I was and doing that research and taking that time to go inwards, I lost my train of thought of where
I was thinking, like, did that give you peace or give you solace or help you move through the numbness to...
Yes, you brought me back. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because it was this, it brought so much peace. It brought wholeness. I was able to find who I was, so much so that I saw how insignificant it was to need to carry that energy with me. I was in a place where I said, be free. Mm-hmm. I don't need to cage you anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm full. I am the energy. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was this full awakening of, go be free.
I understand that, because I think that actually being a human, an animal on Earth, is very challenging. And at times it's absolutely wonderful. You know, it runs the gamut. And so to think of a loss as somebody being released from the trials that come with being on Earth, I like that idea.
I fully believe this Earth is a school, right? We're here. And everyone's going to graduate. That's the beauty of it. Just live. Mm-hmm.
I can relate to that. So for somebody listening and they're thinking, like, okay, number one, to our listeners, I understand it can be hard to wrap your mind around, you know, you're a physical being and then you transition into energy. But if you can look at it that way, it it really gives you a gift, because then you can carry that energy with you anytime you want. You can summon it anytime you want, and you can feel the presence of that person, of that animal, mm-hmm. to recognize that the loss is, you know, a loss in front of you, but not a loss forever. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, for someone who's thinking like, okay, so how do I take a loss and take the gifts from the loss? Because it sounds mm-hmm. like when you had the significant loss of your friend, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. it enabled you to be introspective and then to really grow very significantly, I'm guessing. So mm-hmm. what was the shift that you could make there to start to say, oh, okay, what am I going to learn from this? Or how did you approach that?
So my mom, when I was raised, always taught me to follow my intuition. Mm-hmm. So I was always in tune with energy from a young kid. I always had these ideas, law of attraction, all of that type of stuff was very in my vocabulary. It was in my radar, but I never paid too much mind to it. I got involved deeply with sports and what one would consider just the matrix of life. Uh-huh. And through that, I kind of lost myself. I had fun, but the passing of my best friend hit the, it sparked an awareness. It hit home. Mm. It was a great sacrifice. It hit home. And when it did, I found it a duty to walk that path of just, because my awareness already knew there was something to this, that there was something powerful about the mind that I was never taught. And that's what sparked the journey, and really the whole journey, a 10-year process, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it was first understanding energy. I had to reprogram my mind. I had to first understand that my mind is programmable. And then I was able to see the outside or whatever around me that was able to program it. So then I was able to really decipher what are my own thoughts, what are my own dogmas, and what aren't. And I wanted to become a clean vessel, a clean slate, because I knew that thoughts create things, thoughts manifest disease. So all of this, I wanted to be in alignment. And I wanted to have the skills to be able to enter back into the space where it seems all discombobulated and still be very centered. So that was the process. So that reprogramming is where I was playing that dance, if you will. I stepped into next rewiring. And that's really when my mind started to open, when I started to sit with plant medicines, right? When I got initiated as a curandero, that's where I was able to approach these things with the proper mind frame, with the proper intention, but with the skills behind it to really benefit from what the medicine was, to really be in tune in a place, have enough awareness to receive its true benefits. So what I found was I laid a foundation through reprogramming, through hypnotherapy, learning hypnotherapy, yoga, mind body soul connection, affirmations, reprogramming my own mind with my own affirmations, sleeping with them. I did it all. And then it was like this idea of me, of the work I did, but then there was this vision of me that, that's my self that I'm still trying to get to. And that's why I'm doing all this work to begin with. And that vision of me was built because of the journey, but it was this work with the medicine that, like Mercury, these two things just, it just became. So that was I would consider that rewiring of the brain, of the pathways, of whatever it was to lay that foundation. And this whole process has just been now the rebooting, if you will. Uh-huh. Right. So now I can take the skills that I learned in the beginning, and now I can see what's the future vision look like? Who am I there? And then reprogram myself for that, and then be in tune. So it's a constant self-creation. It's creation. It's yes. Self-mastery, in a sense.
Right. I understand that. I really understand that. So for our listeners, what do you suggest to first start to raise your awareness? Or if somebody already feels like they've got some awareness, but they could gain much more, do you have suggestions about how to start really amplifying one's awareness?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go back to, let's say if you have that awareness and you have mindfulness skills that you've acquired and you're still on that journey, you know what works for you. You know what worked for you. Go back to sharpening your axe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. And for somebody just like early in the journey.
Absolutely. Super early in the journey. Yeah. I would start with education. I would start looking into what is the power of the mind? What does that even mean? What's the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind? Mm-hmm. Because once you really understand that, and there's science behind it. So once you really understand it and see, oh, okay, that's how it all works, then you really see the practical application of why affirmations will do what they do, why meditation is important, right? Mm-hmm. Why yoga is great, why, all of these modalities that may have been woo-woo to the person that didn't fully understand. They connect the practicality to it and then they benefit. And lo and behold, they start to tap into all these concepts, esoteric, that is really just labels for what is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that description. I really love that description. I think that the whole idea of really understanding that your subconscious is incredibly powerful, and when you start to actually work with it, your opportunities to create what you want to create are limitless. Is that how you look at it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I really like the idea of educating, because it is very true that this is all founded in science. And I have always considered myself woo-woo, and I do love that it's becoming more mainstream. So there are more people who can speak this language.
I told you so.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I have a lot of experience with rewiring neural pathways. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. So do you look at, okay, what is my current belief and where do I want it? What belief do I want to shift that to? Or what's your approach? I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah, that's at this point, what I do is I've developed a close relationship with the medicines that I work with, where I've gotten to a point where the ego's out of the way. Okay. Gabriel's no longer here, and it's just a vessel that is open to receive messaging and create. And so it's been a great sacrifice, but there's no more work to be done. It's just open to receive.
Oh, I see. So you're at a point where you can go into a state and you just receive information. Yeah I understand.
And
that
we're all that, and that's the work that I do, is to get people to that point where they are it.
Yeah, I understand. And one of the things that I think is so fascinating is that there, in my experience, there are many ways to get there. Yeah. So some people get there through a form, there's multiple forms of hypnosis. As you're saying, go ahead and say your expertise. Go ahead and say what that is.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a psychedelic guide. I'm an initiated Gurandero. So I work specifically with the mushroom. So you know, we have a self-healing protocol with psilocybin. And that is that's how I approach shamanically, if you will. That's essentially what this is, modern day shamanism, which is cutting out the middlemen to this idea that it's something outside of you. It's all inside. And there's organic substances that grow on the earth that are here to connect us to something that would take years to connect to walking another path, which maybe at this day and age, we just don't have time for. We don't have the luxury anymore. So that's a little bit about my expertise.
So I find that really, really interesting. I am able to connect to that through a form of hypnosis that I can actually do to myself. This is one of the things I want to say to our audience is that there are multiple ways to get here, and you can find the way that works best for you. And part of all of this is actually, so number one, deciding that you want to have this knowledge, and then doing a lot of education and trying different things to figure out what's the best method for you.
And listening to your intuition, right? Education, and listen to your gut. You're going to know.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think especially so relating all of this back to loss, since that's what that was our decided topic today. I think we're always dealing with societal norms in life. So it's societal norms for everything. How we approach relationships, how we approach work, how we approach the way we, you know, our homes, whatever. And I think that there are societal norms for loss that may or may not resonate with someone. And this is where I think it's so important to be tapped into one's intuition, because if you're going through a loss, you may have learned through society being your family, your school, your education, whatever. You may have learned like, oh, it's supposed to go like this. And I think something that's so important with loss is to understand that it's very individual, and each of us goes on our own path in loss, and there is no right or wrong way to do it. Can you add on to that?
That was so beautifully articulated.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to, if I may, I would like to add that.
Please.
The sitting with yourself and going on your journey and using the death as the fuel for you to step into what you've always known that is meant for you. That's a superpower that you have the ability to do and tap into. And that journey may lead you to a space where you finally find that it's all a great illusion.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
And that we have such grim and doom and gut-wrenching sadness and darkness for something that is not even real.
That's a really interesting thing to contemplate. Yeah. And I also really like thinking of one of the things that has been told to me is grief is an adaptive process. And the way that I interpret that is my life was a certain way before I had this loss. I had habits and patterns and everything that was relating to this person or animal. And the loss forces me to change, to look at that and then adapt to that change. And the gift in there is that you can be very intentional about how you move forward. So maybe you had some habits that didn't really serve you well, and you get the opportunity to look at that and be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this differently now. Have you looked at it at all like that?
Absolutely. What I find is that loss, if you see it correctly, it helps you find who you are.
Oh, wow. There's a quote. That is a beautiful thing to say. Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think that that's, I think one of the things that can be helpful for people is to think about, what do you do with loss? And if you say, I'm going to use loss to become more me, to find myself, to become more me, like, what, how powerful is that? Anything else you want to add on?
I don't think there's anything else that.
Anything else to add on? Yeah.
I don't think, that's what I feel. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any last message for someone who might be listening who's going through loss right now?
Absolutely. Continue to do your research, right? There's ways out there for you to find yourself along this journey, because there's others who've walked that path, right? If you're ever called, or if you ever want to rendezvous or feel called to rendezvous with me, you can find me at www.finallydetached.com.
Okay. Oh, I like that. That's a great name for your business. And we will have links in the show notes to be able to reach out to Gabrielle. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure to have this conversation.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yeah. And to our audience, for anyone who is suffering from loss, if you get help, if you need it, don't suffer through loss alone. And Gabrielle and I are both here to help if you need us. All right. Thank you so much. And everyone have a really wonderful day. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of mind clucking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.